Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is God on the inside? He's glory. He's glory. He's perfection. He's light. He's love. He's splendor. He's magnificence. How do people see him in the earth that don't know him? They're supposed to see that splendor and magnificence in us. They're supposed to see that righteousness and goodness in us. And it's not the dollar we are. We are not to be a dumb, ugly, rude, crude, uncouth, broke, sick wife.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
What kind of wife should the Lord have? Who would be up to being his wife? What kind of wife should he have? Somebody scared, cowering in the background? Huh? That every time he moves his hand, they jump and they shake and they move back. And a wife that is glorious. Glorious. Somebody that Jesus, the Master, the Lord himself, has no hesitation or reservation about going, my bride. Who? The church. My bride. How many know you don't marry somebody that can't even understand you?
That's right.
That doesn't have a fraction of your capacity or ability? That's not somebody you want to spend your days and nights with and your life with. You want somebody that can understand you and think on your level and believe on your level and operate in your, at your vision. We are the bride of Christ. And we're not all that we shall be, but we're headed that way. Glory to God. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 3. I think I can close with this. We shall see. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 3, 6 says, he's made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious or more glorious? Somebody say, greater glory.
Greater glory.
Greater glory. He's comparing the first covenant, the old covenant, to the new covenant. When God entered into covenant with his people Israel that he delivered from Egyptian bondage, I mean, it came with power. He came down on the mount and the whole mount burnt with fire. It descended up into heaven. He spoke out of the fire and it shook the earth all around. It shook everybody. He took his finger and he wrote in stone. And when Moses came down off the mount, he had been so much in the glory that he radiated glory. He was like a walking light bulb. He was. Why? Because he had been around glory. He had been in the presence of glory. Oh, can you see it? And that's the way the first covenant came. But you're going to see he's comparing now the glory of this covenant compared to that. And he's saying this is much, much more glorious than that.
Yes.
Keep reading. Verse 9, if the ministration of condemnation, that's the old covenant, the giving of the law, if that be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. This is way on out beyond that glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelled. In other words, it doesn't even compare to this glory. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Not as Moses that put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. They couldn't take much glory, could they? They weren't born again. Couldn't take much. Their minds were blinded. Until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. It is sad that so many read the Old Testament and don't see Christ. And they don't see Jesus. They got something over them. They can't see it. Veil. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, when anybody turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But we all with open face, nothing over our face, beholding as in a glass or a mirror, what are we looking at? What are we looking at? As we're looking at the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image of glory. How does it happen? From glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. This is happening in us. As we see His glory, what happens? As we see and behold and experience His glory, it glorifies us. Like when Moses was in the presence of God and beheld God's glory, what happened to him? He became glorious. Oh, come on, come on. Can you see this now? He became glorious. And when he came down, did the people see the glory of God? But who were they looking at? Moses. But what were they seeing? The glory of God. Did that glorify God? Yes. But they're looking at Moses. And the Bible tells you and me right here that this new covenant, that doesn't even compare to this. This is so much more glorious than that. It doesn't compare. And that was temporary. This is forever. Oh, my. What's God's will for 2007? He's a building His church. He's a building His church. And what is His purpose in His church? To get glory to Himself through His bride, through His church. How are we going to become more glorious? We must see His glory. Just like Moses did. Just like that, we must behold the glory. We must stir ourselves up and believe God to see the glory of God in 2007 beyond what we have seen it in times previous. Can we believe God? Can we hunger for it? Can we desire and hunger to see His glory? How would we see His glory? We see His glory in people getting saved. We see His glory in people getting back to God. We see His glory in people getting filled with the Spirit. We see His glory in people getting healed. We see His glory in miracles and signs and wonders, don't we? We see His glory in prosperity, in deliverance from financial issues and problems. We see His glory. We see His glory. And as we behold His glory, what happens? It gets on us. It gets on us. And the more, how many think it would please God very well if you and I had such services? We had such services where we got permeated and saturated by the glory and presence of God that even on Monday morning when we came to work, people would go. And you'd go, what? And they'd go, oh,
Nothing. I don't know. What you been doing? You look different. He's got light shining on his face. Is there a bulb shining on him? And you don't see any bulb? What's so full of love? So full of truth. So full of grace. So full of the goodness of God. They're looking at you. But what are they seeing? They're seeing the glory of God. And that glorifies God. Listen to this in closing. Fourth chapter. This all flows together through this whole fourth chapter. But it says verse 6 of chapter 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. How many know that's glorious? How many would have liked to have been, hanging around beside God when the earth was without form and void and darkness was on the face of the deep, and you're standing there beside him when you heard him say, light be. Think that was glorious? Would you like to have seen light created? He said God commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. He has now shined in our hearts. What happened then is not as big as what's happening now. I'm going to give you a little more detail. He did it again.
Yes.
In the spirit.
Yes.
When Jesus came.
Yes.
When Jesus was born into the earth, it was another way of saying, but a much bigger, greater way of saying, light be, because he was and is the light, and the light was manifested to the men.
Yes.
And the glory of God was shown.
Yes.
And people in darkness could now say, I see. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. Are you reading with me now? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But it doesn't stop there. But we have this treasure. What treasure? What treasure? The glory of God that's in Jesus is in us because he's in us. We've got this treasure in earthen vessels, in these little mud pot bodies that need to be changed so bad and will be. But even right now, not when we get to heaven, right now, we have the treasure of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in these earthen vessels that the excellency, sound like glory, doesn't it? The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.